Welcome to Busy Kids Love Music, a podcast for music-loving families. I'm Carly Seifert, the creator of Busy Kids Do Piano, and I'm thrilled to have you joining me today as we make musical discoveries together. In our last episode, we kicked off a brand new three-part composer series about Austrian composer Franz Schubert. We learned about all that he accomplished in his short life, and we also learned that his gifts and contributions as a composer weren't really appreciated until after his death. Today we're going to listen to and learn about one of Schubert's most famous pieces, and perhaps one of the most recognizable songs in the world, Ave Maria. Ave Maria is the Latin name of the Hail Mary prayer, which is a prayer often used by Roman Catholics to address Mary, the mother of Jesus, and pray for her intercession. Schubert, however, didn't actually compose his Ave Maria piece with the idea that it would be used in any religious capacity, though that is what ended up happening. The text of the music itself is inspired by a famous poem of Sir Walter Scott's called The Lady of the Lake. Schubert actually wrote 7 songs from this popular narrative poem, and you are listening to the German text, which is what Schubert arranged the music for in this version. The heroine of Scott's poem is Ellen Douglas, the Lady of the Lake. She has gone with her exiled father to stay in a goblin's cave. Another warrior is headed up the mountain with his army to lead the rebellion against King James, and he hears the distant sound of a harp. Accompanying Ellen, who is singing a prayer, calling upon the Virgin Mary for help. He pauses to listen to the song before entering his battle. Now, as I mentioned earlier, the text that Schubert originally used by Sir Walter Scott was in German. Translated, the opening lyrics originally said, Ave Maria, maiden mild, listen to a maiden's prayer. Thou canst hear through from the wild. Thou canst save amid despair. Schubert originally arranged the piece for 1 singer and 1 pianist, and the piece was later rearranged into 3 different piano versions by composer and virtuoso pianist Franz Liszt. Schubert's setting was first performed at the castle of a countess in a small Austrian town. He dedicated the piece to the countess, which led her to becoming known as the Lady of the Lake. Now, because of the opening words and the refrain of Ellen's song, Schubert's melody was adapted as a setting for the full Latin text of the traditional Roman Catholic prayer, Ave Maria. The Latin version is now so often the one that we hear with Schubert's melody that it led to the misconception that Schubert originally wrote the melody as a setting for the prayer, which is not actually the case. Hear now the text of the Catholic Hail Mary prayer set to Schubert's tune.
Oh.
the last episode that Schubert didn't get a lot of his music published during his lifetime. That was something that was challenging for him, and his gifts weren't appreciated much until after death. But Ave Maria was an exception. It was published before his death and considered to be an exquisite piece of music. Though he didn't have liturgical purposes in mind when he composed it, the piece has become tremendously popular among Roman Catholics and performed by many singers in both religious and secular settings. If you head over to this episode's show notes, you can check out full versions of some of the arrangements we listened to today, as well as other performances of this magnificent piece. In the curated playlist that I put together for you at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/88. You'll also find the link to our first episode about composer Franz Schubert in case you haven't had a chance to listen to that one yet. Again, that's all at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/88. Thanks so much for joining me today to learn about Franz Schubert's Ave Maria. In 2 weeks, our final episode in the series about Franz Schubert will air, and I hope you will join me then. Bye for now.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.